Prepare your eyes.
I've not be a master yet. Jeez, I got too excited. Damn.
That's coming up soon, though. After
that is
this.
Coming up soon. What's this track?
This is Pourquoi by Stella.
Nice.
You're on BFM. first track here is Pourquoi by Stella and
Do you know what that means?
Ed Longo. No, what does it mean?
It's French for why.
Oh, why?
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi? Why? Oh, there you go. You learn something new every day, even on breakfast. It is time now for a bit of Viewmaster.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
And on the line, we should have our resident film extraordinaire, Letia. Good morning, Letia.
Hi, Letia.
Hello, good morning. Wow, what an intro. It's so sweet.
Well, it's great to have you on the show this morning. And what are you going to chat to us about this morning?
Well, I've been watching two shows this week. One is Love Island, which I won't talk about, but I'm very, very... into UK Love Island at the moment.
Okay.
Are you invested? I'm struggling to get invested.
Really, I'm invested, but I was very annoyed at what happened at the end of the last episode.
Me too.
But that's a conversation for another time.
Yes.
But I've been watching The Bear, season 4 of The Bear, which I feel like came out of nowhere. I just sort of saw a few things last week that it was like new season dropping tomorrow, and I was like, I feel like I'm pretty tuned into what's happening, but I don't know, maybe the marketing was missing me or something, but
maybe it was
a new season.
Surprise, like a surprise season.
Well, I think it's been kind of, I don't know, if people have been kind of lukewarm about it or there wasn't as much hype as there was, you know, when it first came out with such a bang like a few years ago, but there is a new season and it's season 4 or it's like part 2 of season 3 because the last season, which I didn't really enjoy, ended on quite a cliffhanger.
Right.
So it's really picking up the momentum from that sort of, I don't know, I found that season 3 quite all over the place. And I think season 4, and you know, in fairness, has come out a lot stronger and I think is a lot more true to seasons 1 and 2.
Right. So they kind of listened to the feedback, do you think, on season 3 and they're like, oh, we better sort this out for season 4.
Yeah, I think it just lacked, like, parts of season 3 just lacked a lot of structure. There were, like, all these beautiful moments, and for those listening who, I mean, I assume people kind of have a general sense of The Bear about a fine dining chef returning to his family restaurant in Chicago and trying to make it, you know, great again with his sort of team and his colleagues, and it's all kind of about their personal lives and how that intersects with the high-pressure stakes of the culinary world. But season 4 comes off the back of so there's a big cliffhanger. They've opened this restaurant, it's, you know, they're going for a Michelin star, but they've unfortunately got a very mixed review in the Chicago Tribune, and so the investors are like, you guys need to get a star, you need to turn this around or we're pulling the money. So it's back in the pressure cooker, they're kind of the underdog again, and they've got a get the restaurant to, you know, Michelin star quality, all while Kami, who's the lead, you know, he's got this sort of fractured relationship with his girlfriend and all, you know, there's a lot of personal dramas going on. I think The Bear has been at its best when it's actually focused on sort of the supporting cast. I find those moments to be really interesting. I find Kami sort of tortured chef, I just get sick of it. I'm like, get a grip.
Pull yourself together.
I know. It's very, like, tortured artist. I don't know what to do. My work is my life. I don't know how to sort of communicate with people. And I feel like that starts to run a bit dry after a while. And so I'm kind of not as invested in him as I am in, I think, Aya Edebiri's character, Sid. I think she has some really beautiful moments and a beautiful emotional arc this season as she decides whether to stay or leave. Marcus, the gorgeous dessert pastry chef, is just my favourite. And then there's all the kind of cool celeb cameos. I love Will Poulter, you know, appears again, who I adore. And then, like, Liz's character, who was, you know, I think the best episodes of last season were with those characters, and I think that's true to this season, but I feel like this season feels a lot more structured, and is kind of a little bit more of like a kind of returning to the really episodic plot dynamics, which I think can make for great drama television rather than just being kind of a tone poem about someone's mental state.
Totally. So you think that season 4 it's definitely, in terms of ranking, you know, you might go season one, season two, and then season four, would you say?
Yes, I think so. I mean, The Bear is, I mean, it was so sort of famous, and why it did so well is because, you know, season one, it had that, like, dynamism to it. Like, it was like having an anxiety attack each episode, you know, the fast-paced nature of it. And I feel like they really slowed down, which I can get, it's a creative choice, but I think season four is returning to that dynamism, and I think that's what makes it really fun and really engaging, and it lets the kind of slower emotional moments hit a lot harder when they finally, things kind of crash and burn. So yeah, I think this season is definitely better than the last one, but it doesn't, it's one of those shows where I'm like, it probably should have wrapped up after three seasons. Like, they could have just condensed what they were trying to be to do in three and four, and just made it one really good season and kind of ended it there. So I'm only halfway through though, so I don't know what the rest of it. I'm at episode five, but and I, you know, I am enjoying it. So yeah, if you were kind of umming and ahhing, like, do I get into the season? I do think it is worth it, but I'm interested to see how it does end. If it even is setting up for a fifth season, I don't know.
Is season four the same level of anxiety inducing as the first couple?
Not yet. Like, there's definitely a moment, but I think the novelty of that first season, I think, is really hard to replicate, so they haven't tried to do it again. But I would love to see them do it again. And I think everyone remembers that episode with Not Just in the Kitchen, the family Christmas one, which is just a really beautiful standalone episode where the family dysfunction reaches a tipping point. I'm waiting for that kind of thing to happen this season, because I think that's really where the writing and the direction really shine. But the performances, you know, are really solid. I can't really fault that. You know, it's beautifully acted, beautifully directed. The shots are really stunning. And I still think, you know, in the terms of, like, what we're getting, there's a lot of sort of slop on streaming TV at the moment. So this is still very, like, high quality television.
Yeah, right, right.
It just set its standard very high.
Yeah.
So the Bear's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a Hulu. Oh no, it's not. No, that was a lie. It's FX. So yes, it is on. It is on.
Disney.
You can watch it on Disney Plus. Yeah.
True. And if you've never seen The Bear ever before, but you like, you kind of like Hell's Kitchen and that kind of vibe, do you reckon it's a show for you?
I think people who like who are into culinary sort of pursuits will be into it. I just know a lot of my friends who have worked in hospo avoid it like the plague. They're it's too triggering. It's like The Pit and like a lot of the sort of doctor shows people, like emergency medicine people can't watch if they work in the medical profession. So just a warning, if you work in hospo, if you're just getting into it, it might be like But it's kind of got something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's so funny how, you know, people often watch television to wind down and then they go and choose to watch something really stressful, like The Bear or any of those ER kind of type things.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
The human psyche.
Why do we do that?
I know, like The Pit. I don't even work in like healthcare, and I was becoming a hypochondriac after like episode two. I was like, oh my god, I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, I just was like, I actually need to like pause because this is too much.
Totally. Hey, thank you so much for your recommendation, Lee Tia.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll catch you next time.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.